take a motion. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sands?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Lovell?
Present.
And thanks to everyone for adjusting their schedules to come today. Item two, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So
second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Item three, public participation. We have one signed up, Mr. Hoff.
At the last meeting, I saw an envelope being given from our one man to another here, to a single board member, not all board members. So under the Sunshine Law, I sent the following email to Ms. Hagenbusch. And I said that at the meeting May 12th, Mr. Dunn gave a manila envelope to Mrs. Bennett. I'm asking a copy of the documents. I'm asking as the Ohio Sunshine Law permits. This is the response I got, and I'll read it in part, the important part here. At the meeting on May 12th, Mr. Dunn gave a manila envelope to Mrs. Bennett. I'm asking for a copy of the document. Please be advised that records documenting preparations for collective bargaining proposals or documents or documenting the substance of a collective bargaining session are exempt from the disclosure order, and they get the ORC and so on and so forth. I'm okay with that. Here's what I'm not okay with. When every one of you board members took your oath, you took an oath to render all decisions based on available facts and my independent judgment rather than succumbing to the influence of individuals or special interest groups. Avoid conflicts of interest, appearance thereof. When a board member is endorsed by a local union that represents our teachers, and then she is on the negotiating committee to negotiate a contract with them, that is a conflict of interest. We can't have that here. We also have another member who has family that works for the school. That can represent a conflict of interest. And the school board of Columbus says that even if it looks like it's an appearance of a conflict of interest, don't do it. I want everybody to understand where I'm coming from here. I don't care what these teachers get. You can give them all Cadillacs. I don't care. We have teachers union over here. We have a school board over here. We negotiate fairly and honestly and according to the rules of the state of Ohio. We don't have conflict of interest. We don't have someone on our side, and I consider myself the school board side, being endorsed by the union, taking and negotiating for the contracts. My question would be, in any decision that was made, was that a payback for supporting me in my election? Or is that what I really feel? And that would be the best for the Norton School Board. All I want is no lies, misrepresentation. Don't put people in a position that should not be there to give one-sidedness to the negotiation. Let the bargaining run its natural course without conflicts of interest, lies, half-truths, and other tricks that go along with the Norton politics. Let's give the taxpayers a good, honest bargaining session. We're all tired of the dog and pony show. Let's get some honest negotiation with no conflicts of interest. Thank you very much.
I'm going to respond to this.
Well, Well, I don't want to go back and forth.
No, not going back and forth. He's talking about me. He mentioned me directly. I'm going to respond to him.
Well, he read an email, and I did ask if he could read an email.
That's fine, but it's directed towards me. I want to explain a few things, Mr. Hogg. When it came down to the board discussing who was going to be in contract negotiations representing the board, with the exception of Ms. Webble, who could not do it because she does have a daughter that works for the district, no one else was interested in doing it. I cleared my calendar as best I could because I do have a strong interest in the negotiations. I want to make sure that we're retaining good teachers for our district and attracting good teachers to teach our students. So yes, I did have an interest in being the board representative for the contract negotiations. Now, NCTA did endorse me last year. I received no remuneration whatsoever from NCTA for their endorsement. In addition to all of that, it takes more than just my vote to ratify the contract if we reach an agreement with the teachers. Can't do this on my own. The rest of the board, it takes a majority of the board to ratify it. I think this is, what, the 13th or the 14th time that you have come to speak out against me? I mean, let's do something positive for the board instead of throwing things out there and hoping that they stick.
I don't think contract gate did not stick. It stuck real well, okay? Our did stick. It stuck real well. Mrs. Bennett, you responded. I'm responding back.
You have a minute left.
Mrs. Bennett, you, out of all the people on this board, should understand what conflict of interest is. Whether it be for support to get you voted in, whether it be money, whatever, it's a conflict of interest. You knew that when you took that endorsement from them. And as I said, if nobody else wants to do it, hire somebody. But we cannot have a conflict of interest. The time for that's over. We need transparency. We're not getting it here. I do not believe. I'll leave it at that. I believe that we need transparency. You being on the negotiating committee is not going to be transparent to me. Every time you come back with an answer, I'm going to say, did she do that?
Your time is up.
To take and pay them back, or was it her real belief?
Okay. I'll respond. And it does take five of us. It does take five of us, the majority vote.
So. And I want to back up that we were asked to be a part of negotiations. And obviously with my work schedule and stuff, I couldn't partake in this negotiation. So I do want to say that I'm not here.
And I would just add to that, that the key role of negotiations lies with the superintendent. Board representative on that committee's functions more to report back and give information to the board than it does to negotiate. The negotiations themselves are more in the hands of the superintendent and treasurer.
You were the only individual signed up. Would anybody like to speak for 3 minutes? If you just state your name, you will have 3 minutes.
My name is Dick Castillo. I'm currently the Northern Classroom Teachers Association president, and I would just like to assure everyone here tonight but that we have the utmost respect for this process. We've done it multiple times, and we have the utmost respect for this board and their position as negotiators, and I just want that to be known publicly. We appreciate your time and the effort that you put into it, and there is no impropriety and no dishonesty in this program. Okay?
Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to speak for 3 minutes? Seeing none, we'll move on to item 4, Treasury Recommendation. Mr. either, do you want me to make a motion to accept that, or do you want to discuss?
Either way.
I'll make a motion, can I have a motion to approve or accept the revised forecast?
Correct. I passed that out to you, it should be on, in front of you. We talked the other day about the differences, or the changes that were in the forecast since October, and I mentioned the other night that we didn't have the renewal rates for our healthcare. Was hoping that it would come in better, but I put the 9% that they had given us an estimate on. When we met the other day with our consortium and our insurance brokers, the rate, or the amount increased to come back at 5.9%, so that is reflected in this. Over the life of the forecast, that's a savings of $645,000, so it was a huge savings. I also updated the property tax lines, which is line 1.01, 1.02, and 1.05. They're very small, it's a very small increase, it's a net effect of $84,000, but it reflected some evaluations that I received. And then the other change on this forecast from the other day is line 3.03, which is purchase services. The new information that I received for our foundation payment is we have two less students on a Pearson scholarship, which is a reduction of $20,000 for each student. So that's an decrease in our expenses of $40,000 moving forward for that line. So that's reflected in this forecast. Those are the three changes that I made. And now when we get to fiscal year 18, we are sitting in the black, $137,511, which is that $645,000 has helped us tremendously with insurance.
You had given an article to the Martin Post, is that what that did?
I did not give an article to the Post.
I wrote that based on the on the board meeting.
Yeah, he asked to talk to me, but I told him I knew I was going to do an update, and I would rather wait to discuss
the article's number based on what was said in the public session.
So I have it updated.
Because I didn't want to give him information that you hadn't seen yet.
So with this revision, we have the vote on this.
Correct.
Any further discussion?
Something to do, yeah.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Motion to enter into an executive session, preparing for, conducting, or reviewing negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms, conditions of their employment. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sands?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.